100.9 WIFM, music from Ed Sheeran. Perfect. Oh, yeah, that's one of our most popular songs here at WIFM. 9 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. It is time for the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. And this week we're talking with Joe Higgs. How are we doing, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
I'm great, buddy. Okay, Joe, take it away. What have you got for us?
Okay, today we're going to be talking about, I'm catching up a little bit for Bill. He's out of town. We started out on the 17th of February, had a work day scheduled out on the trail, and it turns out we had a big rain day that day, and we scooted out on Sunday afternoon and worked a couple of 3 hours that afternoon and had a lot of work done up off of Carter Mill Road and Isaac's Trail entrance, and back over then to Brookfall Dairy Road. We think I had 11 people showed up and worked that afternoon. Back over to the parking area where we put in some bumpers for the split rail fencing so we won't run into them if somebody parks there. On Saturday, the 24th, we worked in the park along the trail out to the end preparing repairing washed out areas, picking up debris, and we ditched a lot of the drainage areas so we'll have better runoff and maybe not so much washing. We've had a tremendous amount of rain that prior week or so, and a lot of debris washed in, sand out around the picnic tables out at our first bridge and the dam out there by the viewing platform. So a lot of work there to kind of repair that, but it's still a very muddy area. The park and rec folks will not be able to get tractors and equipment out there for a little while, but we did all we could do by hand and removed a lot of the sand that had washed in and piled it up in piles so they can pick it up and haul it out later on. This will be probably another 2 weeks, hopefully, unless we have some more huge rains again, for this to sort of dry out where they can get in there and do some work. We have another work day coming up on the 3rd, which is this coming Saturday. And this will be this particular day. Rob Liebert will be running the crew that day. We'll start at 8:30 again at the Recreation Center out by the train smokestack sculpture. And what we'll be doing this coming Saturday, weather permitting, we'll be working on the trail again, checking more washed areas, and we'll be working out on the mountain bike course. Now, the mountain bike course hasn't had any TLC since we've had these huge rains, but they have walked it and looked at it, and it's not in such terrible shape. So we will have probably a crew going out that way, bring tools, gloves, water, and a wheel to have some fun, and hopefully we can get some of the clearance done, maybe even bring some leaf blowers and blow the leaves off one more time so we can better highlight the trail as they go through there. I know there's probably a chance for some limbs to be down, and I don't know who all is bringing some saws, but I think mostly everybody bring shovels, rakes, and mattocks, anything of that nature where you can rake off the trail, and leaf blowers if you have one or two handy, maybe they can bring those out. And that helps pinpoint where the trail actually is supposed to be again and give it a better chance to dry off on top after you get the leaves cut back. We're going to be working, concentrating a little bit on maybe moving part of the mountain bike course a little bit later on, and we're looking for grants and assistance and some monetary assistance to help get that taken care of with a little piece of equipment from the guys that built the trail originally. We may have to raise that up a little bit higher on higher ground from where we started, so just keep that in mind. There will be we'll be putting in for grants to assist in that. We actually have another grant that we got in last night, portions of it, and we're looking for some assistance out on the crossing out by what we call Cookie Creek. I'm sure that Bill has called that name out many times. We're going to have to build a we've decided to build a bridge out there instead of the culvert. And we're looking for grants, an RTP grant, and the another grant that we applied for through the Rails Trails folks. And hopefully we get that one put in time, and they can assist with that. Now, this bridge will be a 75-foot long bridge, three-foot I-beams going across there, 75 feet long, and it will support even big trucks hauling granite dust or gravel into the next crossing. There's another crossing up there we're going to have to build something over, but in order to get over there, too, that we need this big, heavy-duty bridge there to support trucks and some good amount of weight on the trucks. We do have a little bit of work going on, planning, up at the Carter Falls viewing area. Hopefully by the end of the month, possibility that there will be a tour going out on the a self-guided tour or even a guided tour going out there. If we can get everything taken care of between now and the 24th or 25th of March. And the plans are that if we can get everything worked out, permissions and all that, there will possibly be a guided tour from Birds Branch Campground over to the Carter Falls to make at least a long-distance viewing if that can work out. Everything is not set yet. I can't guarantee it will happen, but it's something in the planning stages. Lots of small things happening. A little bit of details here and there, and we'll come out with those as they transpire and come up so we can bring out to the forefront what we're working on.
All right. Sounds great. Joe Hicks with this week's Elkin Valley Trails Association report brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.